the name of Jesus Christ, we start evening session. Sing Hymn 512, Who by His Earth.
The main point or theme in Matthew is the kingdom is at hand.
那在马太福音的第六章,
in Matthew chapter 6,
在讲两个门路,
the two doors and ways are mentioned.
第七章,
in chapter 7.
三节,
verse 13. Chapter 7, verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. 14. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
这个地方讲有两种门.
This passage tells us that there are two gates.
一个是窄门,
one is narrow.
一个是宽门.
The other one is wide.
啊, 那窄门不好进去,
then it is difficult to enter the narrow gate.
那宽门很好进去,
it is quite easy to enter through the wide gate.
那进去以后, 啊, 路也不一样,
after you enter through the gates, the roads also differ.
窄门进去的路很难走,
the road after the narrow gate is difficult to walk on.
宽门进去很好走,
the road after the wide gate is easy to tread on.
啊, 如果我们, 啊, 就看到这里, 大家都想要进宽门走大路。
If it were all to end here, all of us will of course choose the wide gate and walk on the wide road.
但是如果看结论,
but if we see the outcome,
这个窄门到最后是灭亡, 宽门到最后是灭亡。
We know that the broad way leads to destruction.
但是窄门到最后是永生。
Yet the narrow way leads to eternal life.
所以, 如果我们觉得好像我们教会, 传统很严,
as such, if we think that the teachings of our church are very strict,
最重要就是有没有照圣经,
the most important thing is still whether it is biblical or not.
圣经讲的我们都要讲,
we speak whatever the Bible speaks,
那这样就对了,
and that will be correct.
所以我们在看教会不要看它人数多少,
therefore, when we look at a church, the membership is irrelevant.
因为这里讲, 引到灭亡,
and because, as it is said here, the road to destruction leads many to it.
那引到永生, 啊,
and the road that leads to eternal life are, 哦, is found by few.
也不好进去,
for it is hard to enter into it and to walk on it.
所以如果我们去看这个美国所谓的, mega church, 大型教会,
if we go perhaps to visit a mega church in the United States,
它都有几个特色,
they have several features.
第一个,
firstly, they don't emphasize either this or that doctrine.
所以它里面包容各种不同的宗教，不同教派。
Therefore, they harbor several denominations.
因为它开始强调某一个教会，有一些人就不能接受。
Reason being is that they emphasize a certain doctrine or a certain thought, other churches might not be able to accept it.
那他就会离开。
And people will depart from the church.
他不强调特别哪一种教义，就强调信耶稣、主耶稣的爱。
Therefore, they speak about the love of Christ and believe in Christ, but don't emphasize nor prescribe any of the doctrines being preached.
那事实上，我们除了信耶稣之外，主耶稣有一些讲的话是得救的关键。In
reality, besides the many words spoken by Jesus, some of them are actually keys to salvation.
我们到约翰福音的时候会再查考。
We will study these more in detail in the book of John.
啊, 第二个, 这些人数很多的教会啊, 它不对罪没有立场。
Secondly, the churches that have a large or extremely large membership have no point of view towards sin.
啊, 你问他讲堕胎, 他没有立场。
If you ask them about abortion, they have no opinion.
啊, 同性恋, 他没有立场。
About homosexuality, they don't take a stand.
啊, 离婚再婚, 他没有立场。
About remarriage divorcing, they don't have an opinion either.
啊, 因为他不希望引起 参加聚会的人有罪恶感。
All because they don't want to cause people to feel guilty or sinful when they come to their churches.
哦，所以他们讲的道理都是要让人觉得很好。
Therefore, the truth that they, the words that they speak are meant to make people feel good.
那要讲悔改，要讲啊，舍己背十字架。
When it comes to the topics of carrying your cross, about repentance, about self-sacrifice, these things are seldom mentioned.
哦，所以我们在进到这个神的国。
So when we enter into God's kingdom.
哦，门很小，路很窄。
The gate is narrow. The way is also narrow.
但是最后是永生。
But in the end, what awaits is eternal life.
好，那我们现在回来看，我们有时候常常听人讲哦，不要做法利赛人。
Oftentimes we hear the advice to not become a Pharisee.
哦，那到底什么叫法利赛？
But what does it mean to be a Pharisee in the first place?
啊，二十三章哈，就是让我们自己来警戒自己的，不是要去衡量别人。
What is said in chapter 23 is meant for us to measure ourselves, not others.
好，我们看啊，二十三章。
Let's see Matthew chapter 23.
第三节。
Verse 3. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do.
好，这个地方说法利赛人是他们能说不能行。
They can speak, but they cannot do what they speak.
那说的都是对的。
What they say is correct.
哦，所以他们吩咐你的，你要教训，你要遵守。
Whatever they tell you to do, do and observe.
啊，但是不要效法他们的行为。
But do not conform to their example.
因为他没有在行道。
For they are not doers of the word.
这是法利赛人的特色。
And this is the defining feature of Pharisees.
好，然后第四节。
Verse 4. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers.
叫重担叫人抬，这个一根指头也不可动。
So they make other people carry heavy burdens and don't want to move a single finger.
哦，就是他要人来承担这个担子。
They cast the heavy burden on other people's shoulders.
但是自己不愿意承担责任。
But as for themselves, they don't want a bit of the responsibility.
好，那我们再看第五节。
Let us see verse 5. But all the works they do to be seen by men, they make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments.
好，法利赛人的特色，如果有人看见，他就愿意做；没有人看见的，他就不做。
A very well-known feature of the Pharisees is that they do when people are looking, and when people are looking, they do not.
哦，但是真的敬畏神的人哦，他不是做给人看的。
But those who truly fear God do not do it to be noticed.
所以没有人也会做。
So they will do what they must do even if no one is watching.
那是为神做的。
For they do it to God and for God.
那到第六节。
Coming to verse 6. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues.
17节。
7. Greetings in the marketplaces and to be called by men Rabbi, Rabbi.
这个地方就是要讲喜欢虚荣。
These people like this vain glory.
啊，这个就是啊法利赛人的特色。
This is what Pharisees are like.
啊，把自己啊抬得比别人高。
They elevate themselves above the rest.
那接下去就提到在天国门外的这一群人。
So next, we are told about the people who are outside of the gate of heaven.
16节。
Verse 16. Woe to you, blind guys, who say, whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it.
这里在讲是瞎眼领路的。
This verse talks about the Pharisees as the blind leading the blind.
那这什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
就是重要的跟不重要分不清楚。
And they cannot distinguish between that is what which is relevant and that which is irrelevant.
指着圣殿里面的金子启示就应该遵守。
They say that if you swear by the gold in the temple, you need to perform your oath.
但指着圣殿启示算不了什么。
But swearing for the temple itself does not amount to anything.
分不清啊，那个殿是最大的。
They cannot see that the temple itself was, is what matters.
我们再看23节。
Let us see verse 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. This you ought to have done without leaving the others undone.
23节就是在外表上、形式上在遵守律法。
Well, verse 23 says that they keep the law in the appearance or in the surface.
但是抓不中，抓不出来律法最重要的是什么？
But they cannot get hold of the most important factor of the law.
所以到最后就是外表上他有在献十分之一。
So in the end, physically speaking, they offer the tithe.
外表上他有在禁食祷告。
On the appearance, they seem to be fasting and praying.
外表上他有在守安息日。
On the appearance, it seems that they are keeping the Sabbath.
但是更重要的。
But more importantly,
就是公义、信实、怜悯
are justice, mercy, and faith.
行公义就是对自己的要求。
To do justice, this would require more of ourselves.
好怜悯这是对人的态度。
To desire mercy is the attitude we ought to have to others.
信实就是实实在在的。
And faith that represents faithfulness and sincerity.
这个找不到。
This cannot be found in them.
如果这样的话这个就是法利赛人的特色。
If this is the case, then we have stumbled upon the defining features of the Pharisees.
敬虔的外表，但是内心跟实际的生活没有敬虔的实质。
They have a God-fearing appearance, but their lives and what they do in private doesn't match the appearance.
再看第25节。
Let us see verse 25. 25. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites!For you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence.
这个地方说洗净杯盘的外面里面缺满的勒索跟放荡。
The outside of the cup is clean, but inside there is extortion and self-indulgence.
这个杯盘的外面就是看得见。
The outside of the cup is the visible part of the cup.
对，法利赛很注重看得见的要表现让人看起来很虔诚。
The Pharisees only emphasize the outer part that is seen by other men.
但是它的里面充满着嫉妒、纷争、骄傲、诡诈、仇恨。
But inside they are full of extortion, pride, jealousy, oppression.
里面是脏的。
The inside is unholy, it is unclean.
叫做粉饰的坟墓。
Therefore, they are whitewashed tombs.
你看美国的坟墓哦。好像花园一样。
And this is actually more applicable here in the United States, where the cemeteries are like beautiful gardens.
但是里面是死人的骨头。
But inside the graves is the bones of the dead.
那当时他们在描写法利赛人就是这样。
This is the way in which the Pharisees are described.
外面看起来很敬虔。
Outwardly, they seem to be very God-fearing.
里面充满着罪跟不义。
But inside, they are full of injustice and sin.
充满各种的污秽。
They are filled with all kinds of iniquities.
所以二十九节
,verse 29, Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous.
这里说法利赛人是假冒伪善。
Here they are called hypocrites.
所以这一些不是要我们去衡量别人的，就是我们自己做一个警惕。
Yet these things are not recorded as such for us to measure others against its yardstick, but to measure ourselves against it.
我们不要变成天国的门外者。
Let us not become outsiders to the heavenly kingdom.
站在外面但是进不去。
Standing by the gate, but not setting foot in.
那二十四章是讲这个神的国真的要实现的是未来这个神的国要实现的预兆。
Chapter 24 in turn speaks about the signs and prefigurations, the coming of God's kingdom.
就是主耶稣再来的预兆。
Which is the second coming of Christ.
这是圣经里面很出名的一章。
It is quite a well-known chapter in the Bible.
如果我们仔细对照这个预兆。
If we look into these signs and parables carefully.
好像主耶稣来的日子快到了。
It would seem that the day of his coming is near.
那在提摩太后书里面也有提到。
In 2 Timothy, a similar thing is mentioned.
末世有危险的日子来到。
There'll be dangerous days in the latter days.
那个危险不是什么核子弹。
But this danger has nothing to do with the nuclear armistice.
那个危险是道德堕落。
Or nuclear warfare, rather. But rather, it has to do with moral decay.
所以在核子弹还没有掉下来之前都被魔鬼杀死了那个才是危险。
What is truly dangerous and scary is that people are dead before the nuclear bomb is set off.
所以核子弹掉下来掉几个都一样。
So it doesn't really matter how many nuclear bombs fall on people.
因为你马上就变成灰了。
Because the outcome is the same, they become pulverized dust.
好像是再掉几个都一样。
So no matter how many bombs fall, the outcome is still the same.
但是在这个还没有来以前。
But even before this happens,
魔鬼很厉害。
Satan has his tactic.
一个把它吃掉,
one by one, they are swallowed up.
这个才是危险,
this is what is truly fearsome.
好，这个末世还有一个预兆。
There is yet another sign for the end of the times.
14节,
verse 14. 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
好，现在请问你一个问题。 这个天国的福音, 要传遍天下。
Question to you, the kingdom will be preached in all the world.
这个天国的福音有没有传遍天下?
Has the gospel of the kingdom preached to all the world?
现在有没有传遍天下?
Right now, has the gospel reached all the world?
有没有不知道?
Yes, no, don't know.
表决一下,天国的福音现在有没有传遍天下?
Has the gospel been preached to all the world?
14节.
Verse 14.
有还是没有?
Yes or no?
表决一下,有的举手。
Show of hands, raise your hands for yay.
好,没有的举手。
Raise your hands for nay.
不知道的举手。
Don't know, raise your hand.
你念一点,天国福音要传遍天下,然后末期就来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world, and then the end will come.
如果这个天国的福音是指一般基督教传的福音,
if this gospel referred to mainstream Christianity, then it would have been preached to all the world quite some time before. Even in the most secluded jungles in Africa, people are Christians. Even in deeply Muslim countries, people are still Christians. But Jesus is still not here. So what does the gospel of the kingdom refer to? It refers to the word being preached by the true Jesus Church. God revealed His word, His truth to the Jesus Church. And within it, there is the key on doctrine of salvation.
什么洗礼让人罪得赦免?
How baptism can redeem the sins of man.
那怎么祷告得圣灵?
How prayer can lead people to receive the Holy Spirit.
怎么过一个成圣的生活?
How to lead a sanctified and holy life.
那这个传遍天下, 主耶稣才再来。
When this gospel specifically is preached to all the world, then Jesus will come.
那我们现在哦, 全世界五大洲, 都有真耶稣教会。
So in all five continents, we have a true Jesus Church.
但是还没有传遍天下。
But the gospel has not reached all the world.
最简单的,
quite simply put,
你看哦, 中美跟南美都讲西班牙话。
North America and South America, Spanish is spoken.
很多讲西班牙语的根本就没有听过真耶稣教会的福音。
But how many people that speak Spanish have heard about the true Jesus Church?
所以主耶稣再来之前，这个福音一定会传遍天下。
So before Jesus comes, the gospel will truly be spread to all the world.
末期就要来到。And
the end will come.
好，那在24章里面，
here in chapter 24,
告诉我们主耶稣来的日子。
We are told concerning the coming, the day of the coming of Christ.
跟什么日子一样?
It is like what day?
找找看, 主耶稣来之前, 这个日子跟什么时代的日子一样?
To what sort of day can the coming of, day of the coming of Christ be likened?
挪亚的日子。
Noah's time.
所以哦, 这是挪亚日子的翻版。
It is the reverse side of Noah's, of the day of Noah.
38.
For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered in the ark.
39.
And did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
那挪亚日子照常吃喝嫁娶。
During Noah's time, people ate and drank and married.
吃喝有没有错?
Is it wrong to eat and drink?
没有错，使徒行传说神是给我们饮食饱足满心喜乐。No,
for the Lord grants us food and drink to our heart, for the content of our heart.
那嫁娶有没有错?
Is it wrong to marry?
没有，婚姻是神设立，因为神看人独居不好。No,
marriage was an institution established by God, for He saw did not see well for man to be alone.
那这里说，洪水以前人照常吃嫁娶，这问题在哪里?
So when the Bible says that people ate and drank and married before the flood, where is the problem?
这两个都是神赐的恩典啊，那问题出在哪？
Both things are the grace of God. So where's the issue?
没有尽心啊，没有尽心吃喝还是？哦，警醒，对对对对，最好对。
They were not watchful.
在属灵上没有警醒。
They were not spiritually watchful.
为什么？
Why?
把吃喝当作人生的重点。
Because they took eating and drinking as the only aim in life.
哦，不是把神国神义当作重点。
Rather than the righteousness and kingdom of God.
那好像照相一样，你焦点对准一个目标，其他都是模糊的。
It is very similar to having a single focus lens. So when you focus on one point, the rest of the picture becomes blurred.
哦，有时候我们在开车也一样啊。
The same thing happens when we drive.
昨天跟你摇手的时候，你没有看见。
Hey, I saw you the other day and I waved at you. Why didn't you wave back?
视而不见嘛。
I saw you, but I didn't really see you.
因为你很专心在开车。
The reason is because you drive with a tunnel vision-like concentration.
有时候我跟信徒在聊天啊，哎，你怎么没有看到你？
Sometimes, when I travel with them, I say, hey, I didn't see you that other day.
有啊，我就坐在会堂，怎么没有看到
I say, yes, I was right there in the chapel.
有时候很专心在讲道，视而不见。
So sometimes, when very focused in preaching, I do not see who I'm talking to.
所以如果你的目标很专心在吃喝
So if your goal and your concentration is set on eating and drinking,
那属灵上就不知不觉
then spiritually we become desensitized and unaware.
危险就来到。
And this is when danger comes.
所以重点在这里。
This is the main point.
不是吃喝有问题，是把它当生活的重心了，这个就是问题。
So the main point is making these things priority number one, not actually doing them.
那属灵就会不知不觉。
And therefore, this makes our spirituality become desensitized.
好，使徒马太福音二十五章审判三个标准是什么？
In Matthew chapter 25, what are the three standards for judgment?
将来主耶稣怎么审判我们?
How will Jesus judge us based on what parameter?
第一个,十个童女。
First, the parable of the wise virgins.
这个标准是什么?
What is the standard here?
欲会发光。
It is to shine the light.
那个光是代表什么?
What does the light represent?
光代表什么?圣灵。
Represent the Holy Spirit.
如果光代表圣灵，那油代表什么？
If the light represents the Holy Spirit, what does the oil represent?
光代表好行为。
The light represents a good deeds or works.
那油代表什么？
What does the oil represent?
圣灵
的。The Holy Spirit.
要被圣灵充满，好行为才发得出来。
So one needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to have good deeds.
所以审判第一个标准有没有好行？
Therefore, the first standard of judgment is whether we shine, whether we have good deeds.
那神给我们圣灵。
God gave us the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以不是说啊，得圣灵进天国的凭据稳稳的。我现在得到圣灵了，不需要祷告，反正加保险。
It is not that I have the Holy Spirit, therefore I am guaranteed an entrance to heaven, so I don't need to pray anymore.
不是，要借着圣灵祷告，一直到油充满，生活发光。
That is not how it works. We need to pray until we are truly filled with the Holy Spirit, and we shine the light of the Lord in our lives.
啊，第二个
，second
比喻
，second parable。
五千、两千、一千。
It's a parable of the talents.
我现在再请一个问题哦，大家问想清楚哦。
Let me ask you a question and think about it carefully before you answer.
是五千的最忠心，还是两千的最忠心
？Who was the most faithful, the one with five talents or two talents?
想清楚哦。
Think about it carefully.
五千的赚五千。
The one who had five talents earned another five.
两千的赚两千。
The one who had two talents earned another two.
是五千的最忠心还是两千的最忠心
？Was the one with five more faithful or the one with two more faithful？
好，觉得五千最忠心的举手。
For number five, raise your hand. Five talents, raise your hand.
好，两千最忠心的举手。
Two talents, raise your hand.
好，那其他没有举手。
How about you？
不敢举手。一样的。
You think it's the same？
你看主耶稣给他们的称赞都一样，一句话都没有改。
The praise that Jesus gave them is identical verbatim.
你如果在公司上班呢
？If you were to work in a certain company，
今天你做业绩赚五千，他做业绩赚两千。
And you brought in a five, the other person brought in two。
那个薪水一定不一样。
Then I guarantee that the salary will be somewhat different。
但是在圣公、在教、在属灵上
，But when it comes to spiritual matters，
五千跟两千的赞美一样。
Five talents and two talents earn the same praise。Why?
因为有的神给他五千吧，本钱是五千。
Because the initial capital of five is greater.
有的人本钱只给他两千。
And some start up with a capital of only two.
那本钱是什么
？What is the capital?
有的是指的恩赐。
And sometimes refers to talents or gifts.
神给他很多恩赐，他做工果效很大。
If people have God's gifts, their work carries much effectiveness.
布道会之前随便打个电话就来了五个慕道者。
They can just casually call anyone before evangelical service, and five seekers, two seekers come right away.
那有的很认真去 带再带两个。
Some people and sweat and tears bring just two.
在神面前，这个都是忠心。
In God's eyes, both of them count as faithful.
那不忠心是什么
？What is unfaithfulness then?
啊，我没有用了，带不到了。
It's the one who says, "Oh, I can't, not me."
就把他一千埋到土里面。
This is burying the one talent into the ground.
没有做，不是没有成绩，没有做。
Because we don't even need to speak about outcome. There is no action to begin with.
啊，所以这个主人来要什么？要算账。
So when the master comes, he will have them give an account to him.
我们领受的恩赐到底用多少的恩赐来服侍神？
So let's think about how many gifts we have and how many of those we use to God's service.
那如果我们已经尽力了
，If we have done all we can，
就是忠心的仆人就可以进到神的国。
Then we are good and faithful servants, worthy of entering to the feast of the Lord.
所以诸位也很认真赚钱哦，钱不只是享受。
So all of us work hard for our earning, but our money not only gives us enjoyment.
这个也是恩赐。
This is actually a gift.
那将来哦，神就要审判。
And then God will judge all of us.
你得五千还是你得两千
？So were you the one with five talents or two talents?
有没有用神给我们的来服侍神
？Did you use the resources that God granted you to serve God?
好，那第三个审判标准
，Third standard of judgment
是什么
？What is it?
山羊跟绵羊。
It is the sheep and the goats.
好，大家不要看圣经，问一下哈、
so ，
帮助你记忆。
Do not look at the Bible, just look up and answer for the sake of adding this to your memory.
是山羊在右边还是绵羊在右边？不要看正面。
Do not look at the Bible. Who is on the right, the sheep or the goats?
还是随便都可以。
Or it doesn't matter.
绵羊真的吗？
Is it the sheep on the right?
山羊在左边。
The goats were on the left.
绵羊在右边。
And yes, the sheep were on the right.
那这个标准怎么分？
And what is the standard of discernment?
这个标准怎么分
？What is the standard used for judgment？
我们看这个二十五章。
Let us see chapter 25.
三十五节。
Verse 35. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in.
36.
I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me.
好，这里说哈，我饿了你给我吃。
When I was hungry, you fed me.
渴了你给我喝。
When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink.
做客旅你留住我。
When I was a stranger, you took me in.
赤身露体你给我穿。
I was naked, you clothed me.
那义人就回答说，我什么时候看到你饿了呢
？And the righteous asked, "When did we see you hungry, Lord?"
就回答这些事啊，四十节，坐在弟兄中最小的就坐在我身上。
And here in verse 40, we are told, "If you do it to the least of you of my brethren, you do it on me."
所以有时候我们会有一个感觉做圣工如果跟神有关的我都很愿意跟弟兄这里没有关的那个是人那个是次一等。
So sometimes we have a feeling, that if we do things related to God, we are willing, we are able, but if we have to do things related to brothers and sisters, then not so much.
这个错这个跟从圣经这个观念就跟圣经不一样。
But this notion, as we see, has someone deviated from the standard of the Bible.
爱弟兄姊妹就是爱神。
To love our brothers and sisters is to love God.
你在医院里面去看望弟兄姊妹就是爱主耶稣。
If you visit a brother or sister in the hospital, you love Jesus Christ as a result.
这样就是站在右边的。
And then you'll be standing on the right.
所以将来审判就是有没有爱心。
So in the future, the standard of judgment is,whether we are loving or not.
所以第四二十四章讲主耶稣再来，第二十五章就讲审判的三个标准。
So chapter 24 deals with the second coming of Christ, and chapter 25 talks about the standard of judgment.
接下去从二十六章开始就是记载主耶稣最后的阶段。
Starting from chapter 26, we are told about the latter stage of Jesus' time on earth.
就是他怎么被抓。
His apprehension,
被审判被钉
his judgment, his crucifixion,
然后受死然后又复活
his death and his resurrection.
所以这就是马太福音
This is the book of Matthew.
在最后马太福音的最后
And when we come to the very end of the book of Matthew,
就是在二十七章
Chapter 27.
记载有一个财主叫做约瑟。
We are told about a rich man called Joseph.
在新约圣经里面有几个记载几个财主。
How many rich men are recorded in the New Testament?
我记得有几个财主。
Can you count how many are there?
这里一个吧，亚利马太的约瑟。
Well, we have one here, which is Joseph of Arimathea.
公开做门徒。
Who was openly a disciple of Christ.
然后嘛，香膏裹住耶稣的身体。
Who used the balm to anoint Jesus' body.
用自己的坟墓埋葬主耶稣。
And buried Jesus in his own tomb.
还有一个少年的财主。
There is also the rich young ruler.
他很想进天国。
Who really wanted to enter the heavenly kingdom.
但是进不去了。
But he could not.
他悠悠愁愁离开主耶稣，为什么？
On the other hand, he left sorrowfully. Why?
为什么？
Why?
钱很多啊。
Because he had much wealth.
那个钱呢，不一定指的钱呢。
This wealth might not represent money as we know it.
有人是指的知识。
For some people, it is knowledge.
有的是指的世界上的名望。
For some people, it is the name in this world.
有的是指的世界上的享受。
For yet others, it refers to enjoyment of life.
你这些没有把它放下来哦，天国进不去。
If you do not cast these aside, you cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以进天国好像骆驼穿过针的眼。
Therefore, for these people to enter the heavenly kingdom is for a camel to go through a needle's eye.
那这个怎么解释？
And what is the explanation of this?
进天国好像骆驼穿过针的眼。
It is hard for a rich man to enter the heavenly kingdom, just as it is hard for a camel to pass through a needle's eye. What does this mean?
那个针的眼连那个头发都穿不过。
You know that you cannot pass a thicker hair through the eye of a needle.
骆驼这么大。
You have a camel which is such a large animal.
有一个弟兄说，我想通了，就把骆驼剁成碎挤过去。
So our brother said, oh, I know. We should mince this whole camel and pass it little by little through the needle of the eye.
不是这样解释的。
But this is not the true explanation.
他们犹太人的城哦，白天有一个大的城门。
In Jewish cities, there is a wall surrounding it, and there is a main gate.
到太阳下山。
After the sun goes down,
大门关起来。
The main gate is closed.
旁边有一个小门。
And beside it, there is a smaller door.
那这个小门呢，刚好一个骆驼要把东西放下来，爬着就可以过去。
This door is made so that the cargo on the camel needs to be unloaded, and the camel needs to pass without the cargo.
所以表示说，人要进入神的国，你要把世界上的东西都卸下。
And the teaching is that if someone wants to enter the heavenly kingdom, all the other things need to be cast away and aside.
很谦卑的才能够爬进去。
And then humbly crawl in.
就是这样。
This is what it means.
所以骆驼穿过针的眼。
This is the explanation of the needle of the eye of the needle on the camel.
那二十。八章叫主耶稣复活。
Chapter 28, we see Jesus' resurrection.
我们现在进入马可福音。
Now let's go on to the book of Mark.
马可福音就是马可写的。
Mark was authored by Mark.
那我们现在想想，马可的母亲是谁
？So let us think about this. Who was Mark's mother?
如果不要看这，看这也没关系，找找看马可的母亲是谁。
Feel free to refer to your Bible. Who was Mark's mother?
马可母亲是谁？
Who was Mark's mother?
玛利亚，对不对
？Mary.
圣经有几个玛利亚
？How many Marys are in the Bible?
一二三四五
One, two, three, four, five, six.
有人说七才是完全数。
Seven to just for the sake of it.
主耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Jesus's mother Mary, number one.
抹大拉的玛利亚。
Mary Magdalene.
还有呢？雅各、约翰的母亲玛利亚。
The mother
三个啦。
James and John. That's three Marys.
还有，对，那个拉撒路是吧？的姐姐玛利亚。
And Martha's Lazarus sister Mary.
还有这里
And the one over here.
马可
Mark's mother.
五个就对了，如果你算了六个就不对。
The correct default answer is five. If you count six, you need to review a little.
所以可见这个五个玛利亚表现都不错，所以难怪教会里面这么多 Mary。
So there are so many Marys in church. No wonder, right? All of them have very commendable deeds.
所以她生了一个儿子叫马可。
Mary gave birth to a son called Mark.
那马可福音就是他写的。
Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark.
那如果我们看使徒行传马可有一段时间逃走。
So if we look to the book of Acts, there is a period of time in which Mark fled.
那保罗要拣选他。
Paul wanted to select him.
他看到保罗大概会行神迹。
Maybe Mark saw that Paul performed miracles.
跟这个人大概不错。
And so he thought to tag along wouldn't be a bad idea.
但是走到这里石头丢，走到那里棍子打。
But when they reached the city, they were stoned. Inside the city, they were beaten with the rocks.
啊，这个马可受不了，就溜走了。
Mark could not take it, so he deserted.
啊，以后要回来啊，啊，保罗就不要他了。
When he
wanted 精神不好。
To come back, Paul would not take him because his attitude wasn't that memorable.
那这个巴拿巴呢，比较心肠厚道，这个小孩子要给他有机会学的，这个就要跟他。
Barnabas was a bit more compassionate, thinking that this young man needs to learn. We need to give him chances.
好，那后来呢？就保罗跟巴拿巴就这样分开。
So in the end, Paul and Barnabas parted ways.
那后来这个马可又悔改，就回来。
Ultimately, Mark repented and came back.
所以他的后段就不错。
So the latter stage of what the Bible describes about him is quite good.
就写了马可福音。
And then he wrote the book of Mark.
所以有一个传道人啊，北美传道人，他说他以前最皮条调皮的。
There was a preacher from North America that was quite mischievous in his youth.
每一次宗教教员老师看到都要摇头。
Every time his name was mentioned to any RE teacher, the RE teacher would shake their head.
但是那些教员对他很有耐性。
But still, this teacher showed great love and patience.
以后神感动他，他也出来当传道。
God moved him later, and he became a pastor for a church.
所以如果我们看到一个人问题人物，他不一定永远有问题。
So if we see someone who is a so-called troublemaker or problematic character, it might be just temporary.
神可以改变他，变成一个很好用。
God can change him to his own benefit.
那如果我们有这个很宽厚的心来接纳他
，we have a wide open heart to receive them.
那我们就先跟巴拿巴一样。
Then we will act just like Barnabas.
所以他作者是啊。玛利亚的儿子 Mark.
Therefore, the Gospel of Mark was written by Mark, the son of Mary.
好，那马可福音的主题是什么
？Okay, so what is the theme of the Book of Mark?
啊，马可第十章
，Mark
十五节
，Chapter 4, verse 45.
第十章四十五节。
Excuse me, Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
在神的国里面谁最大
Who is the greatest in God's kingdom?
在神的国里面谁最大
Who is the greatest in God's kingdom?
这很简单的问题吧神的国谁最大
It should be a simple question.
神的国当然神最大了
Yes, God is the greatest in God's kingdom.
除了神还有谁最大
But beside God, who is the greatest in God's kingdom?
小孩子最大
Little children.
这里在讲主耶稣在世界上他讲在你们中间不是这样你们中间谁愿为大的就要做你们的用人
Jesus said but not so among you whosoever wants to be great among you let him become your servant
所以在神国谁最大
So who is the greatest in God's kingdom
仆人对
Servants are
跟主耶稣一样谦卑服侍人在天国就是最大
Those who humbly serve just like Jesus did are the greatest in the heavenly kingdom.
所以他又强调44节
So as verse 44 emphasizes
谁要做头的就必做众人的仆人
Whoever of you desires to be the first shall be slave of all.
那这个就跟世界上的政治商业团体不一样
This is a little bit different from the thinking and hierarchy in politics or in enterprise environment
所以42节外邦里的尊权君王治理他们大臣超权管束他们
Verse 42 the Gentiles have lords kings to exercise authority over them
但主耶稣来做榜样
But Jesus came to set an example
他在神的国他是最大
He's the greatest in God's kingdom
因为天国神国是属于他的
For the heavenly kingdom is his to begin with
但是他来到世界
But then he came to the world.
45节
verse 45.
他不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍。
Not to be served, but to serve.
那要舍命做多人的赎价。
And give his life a ransom for many.
这个就是马可福音的特点主题。
This is the main theme of the book of Mark.
就是来世界上服侍。
Jesus came to the world to serve.
然后牺牲自己。来让别人得到造就
And he gave himself for others to be edified
所以马可福音里面主要在这讲主耶稣的服侍生活
And therefore the book of Mark deals mainly with the life of service of our Lord Jesus Christ
那虽然主耶稣像仆人这样服侍，
so although Jesus served as the image of a servant,
但是其实他是最大。
He is actually the greatest.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
因为第一章里面，
For in chapter 1,
主耶稣出来传道，
when Jesus started his ministry of spreading the gospel,
大家马上觉得他的身上有什么？
People thought that there was what on him?
有权柄。
Authority.
好，我们再看32节。
Let us see verse 32. At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon possessed.
第一章，马可一章的二十二节。
Excuse me, Mark chapter 1, verse 22. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
仆人好像是最小的。
The slave or servant should be the smallest one, the lowliest one.
神同在，他有权柄。
But because he had the power of God abiding with him, he had authority.
有权柄就在神的国是大的。
And with authority, he's the greatest in the heavenly kingdom.
所以第一个讲道有权柄。
So first, he spoke with authority.
第二个赶鬼有权柄。
Secondly, he cast out demons with authority.
第三个他有权柄医病。
And thirdly, he had the authority to heal the sick.
这个就是天国的神国的特色。
This is the feature characteristics of the heavenly kingdom. It is power, authority.
那这个权柄要显现在像仆人一样很谦卑服侍人的身上。
This authority is manifested in a lowly person, in a slave, in a servant.
一个人如果没有谦卑，神再给他一个权柄。
If a person is not slave, God grants him or her authority.
一讲到大家流眼泪悔改哭了。
When the person takes a pulpit, everyone weeps and cries and is touched.
一个人如果不谦卑，
if a person lacks humility,
奉主耶稣赶鬼，鬼就出去了。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast Satan out and Satan goes away.
一祷告，病就好了。
And as soon as he or she prays, sickness are healed.
我们想想看，这个人最后变怎样？
What would happen to such a person? What do we think?
会变怎样？他如果不是很谦卑，神给他权柄，到最后变成这样。
If they are not humble and God grants them authority, what will happen to them?
最后在心里面会觉得我就是神。
And in their hearts, they will think that they are God. This is how it works.
那这就是失败的开始。
This is the beginning of a big downfall.
所以为什么说有权柄的人都是很谦卑的？
So why is it that those with authority are always humble?
因为在他心里的最深处，我只是仆人。
Because in the depths of their hearts, they understand they are merely servants.
这样的人才能得到权柄。
These are the type of people that are worthy of receiving authority.
这样的人，神才敢给他权柄。
This is the type of people that God will grant authority to.
所以谦卑不简单
Humility is a hard thing.
不是。
Right?
我们怎么知道谦卑不简单？
How do we know that it is hard?
你怎么知道谦卑不简单？
How do you know that humility is hard to achieve?
有一个问题大家想一想就知道了。
Think about this and you will know.
因为有时候我们在看这个也不谦卑，那个也不谦卑，全世界我最谦卑。
So sometimes no one's humble. This was so good, that was so good. I'm the humblest person in the world.
是不是谦卑不简单？
Right, so humility is a hard thing to do.
当我们觉得大家都不谦卑，只有我最谦卑的时候，已经有问题。
When we feel that no one is humble but ourselves, then that's a problem already.
所以我们今天为什么很难得到权柄？
So why is it that today we don't see authority that much?
两个原因。
Two reasons.
一个，我们不够谦卑。
Number one, we are not humble enough.
跟主耶稣这样，把自己往下压，压到好像一张纸，好像没有我一样。
Self-oppress ourselves to the point that we are lowly and not to be seen anywhere.
所以你看保罗到他传道的末期。
So look at Paul in the latter stage of his ministry.
我能夸就是我的软弱。
What I boast about is my weakness.
我是罪人。
I am a sinner.
我是罪人的头。
I am the chief sinner.
他不是讲给人听的。
The head of sinners. He didn't say this for other people to admire him.
心里面讲出来。
But rather, this is his true feeling.
所以神就用神迹奇事的能力给他证明他就是使徒的。
So God granted him power and authority to perform miracles to show that he is truly bestowed with the apostleship.
所以我们今天我们缺乏能力，第一个就是不够谦卑。
So when we lack power or authority, the problem might be firstly that we lack humility.
第二个，我们追求不够。
Secondly, we do not pursue things hard enough.
大部分心都在世界。
Mostly our hearts are in the world. We do not pursue hard enough.
很谦卑，再加上有追求， 神就会与我们同在。
We add humility to pursue the spiritual things, God shall abide with us.
好，那主耶稣因为有权柄。
Because Jesus had authority.
所以一下子他的名声就传遍天下。
His name was spread to all the corners of the world.
所以其实我们教会啊，真的不需要什么，有时候真的广告不是最重要的。
So actually, our church doesn't need much marketing. Advertising is not what matters.
当然，这是进猪般的意思，需要让他知道有真耶稣教会。
Of course, we do advertise to fulfill justice, so that people know the existence of something called the True Jesus Church.
但是如果教会里面有权柄
，But if we have authority in our church,
病来祷告会得医治。
If people come sick and are healed when they pray,
魔鬼的来会得到释放。
When demon possessed, the demon possessed come, they are released.
来听道理会受感动。
When people come to listen to the truth and they are touched by the message,
生活会改变。
When their lives are truly changed,
这样一从这一个人就会影响他的家人，家人再影响他的朋友。
Then one individual will influence their family, and their families will influence their friends, and so on.
教会就会成长很快。
Then the growth of the church will be very rapid.
但是如果教会失去权柄
，But if the church loses its authority,
用很大的招牌
，We put a huge sign somewhere.
很多的广告
，We do a very detailed marketing work.
慕道者来看看，这群人跟我也没有什么不同。
True seekers come look about and say, "Hey, you're just like me. There's nothing too remarkable about this place."
这个教会跟我的教会也没有什么不同。
I don't see a difference between this and my own church.
就发现没有办法吸引。
So you discover that there is no much source of attraction then.
所以最有力量的广告是什么？
So what is the most powerful possible advertising?
就是教会充满着神的权柄。
It is for the church to be filled with God's authority.
来到教会有活泼的体验。
To have, to feel the vibrancy of the church.
我们生活充满着恩典。
For our lives to be filled with God's own grace.
这个就影响力很大。
This is what is, influence things profoundly.
所以主耶稣虽然最谦卑洗人的脚，
although Jesus was the most humble, even washing his disciples' feet,
但他的身上有神的权柄。
He still carried the authority of God in him.
这是值得我们来追求的。
This is something worthy of us pursuing.
好，那为什么主耶稣有权柄呢？如果我们看第一章，
Why did Jesus have this authority? Let us see chapter 1,
35节，
verse 35. 35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. 36. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. 37. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you."
如果我们35节哦，念到37节。
If we read verses 35 to 37.
主耶稣所关心的，好，跟门徒所关心的到底不同在哪？
The question is, what is the difference in regards to what Jesus care about and his disciples care about?
每天早上啊，主耶稣最关心的跟门徒所关心的有什么不同？
Every single morning, what did Jesus pursue and what did his disciples pursue?
他的门徒关心就是工作。
The disciples care about the work.
看这么多人来要听你讲道，赶快啊！
See how many people are waiting for you to talk. Just please come.
但是主耶稣一天早上最关心是什么？
But what did Jesus care for the most in the morning?
我要从神得权柄。
It's I want to receive authority that comes from above.
所以他最关心就是要祷告，跟神建立关系。
So he care about prayer, about establishing a connection and relationship with God.
所以他带着权柄进到人群里面。
Therefore, with authority, he went into the multitudes.
那这告诉我们什么？
And what is the message to us?
我们今天在教会做圣工。
Today we partake in holy work in church.
最重要的是什么？
What is it that truly matters?
最重要是我们跟神的关系。
What truly matters is our own relationship with God.
那这个关系好了。
If this relationship is established in a correct way.
有神跟我们同在。
God abides with us.
接下去我们来做圣工就会蒙神祝福。
Then when we set our hand to do holy work, God will bless us.
我们有没有看过在我们地方教会有的人很注重做圣工？
I don't know if we've seen in our own local churches some members who emphasize holy work a lot.
他一进到教会整个头脑就做圣工。
As soon as they set foot in the church, their minds are spinning about tasks that they need to do.
大家早祷会啊，这个我来做圣工。
So when people are praying during a morning prayer, such people say, "Oh, let me do this, help out with that."
然后听道也不需要做圣工。
They don't need to be in the chapel to listen to the sermon. They just need to do holy work.
一进来就做圣工到离开。
And so they do holy work as soon as they come and don't stop until they leave.
很可能这样迟早会发生问题。
it is quite likely that a problem will arise sooner or later. It will become a problem of the church. So firstly, when we come to church, we should pray.
亲近神, 有神的同在, 再来做什么?
Draw close to God, have the banners of God, and then do holy work.
这是主耶稣给我们留下的榜样。
This is the example that the Lord himself left for us.
所以他当仆人是很卑微, 但是他很亲近神很谦卑, 所以他带有神的权柄。
He lowered himself, he became a servant, but with the authority of God, he had the power that comes from God.
在马可福音里面，有一些都是跟马太福音一样。
In Mark, there are several passages that are the same as in Mark,
okay,
in Matthew.
第六章,
Let us see chapter 6,
34节,
verse 34. Chapter 6, verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
同样我们再看一个人。
We look at one same person.
因为我们的心不一样,
because our hearts and minds are different, the feeling we get as a result is different.
有时候我们会很羡慕一些人,
Sometimes we admire certain people. Because we look at them from a worldly vantage point.
我们很羡慕,
we admire them saying, if I could be like him or her, how great would that be?
但是如果我们这个眼光上换一下,
but if we change our vision,
用属灵的眼光来看,
if we look at things from a spiritual perspective,
那我们就发现我们很羡慕的人有一些实在是很值得我们同情,
then we realize that the people who we admire are worthy of us feeling pity about.
好像主耶稣看众人, 他就怜悯他们,
just like when people saw the multitude, he had compassion on them,
因为他们像羊没有牧人,
because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
真可怜的。
They were quite pitiable.
如果一个人还没有得救,
if someone is not yet saved,
在属灵上他是活的死人,
spiritually, they are a dead man walking.
是这样,
right?
肉体是活着, 灵性是死人,
they are alive, they breathe physically, but spiritually, they are dead.
如果一个人没有得救,
if a person is not saved,
肉体活在天国, 灵里面在哪里?
If their body is in the heavenly kingdom, where is their spirit?
有的一直比, 地狱, 不是还没有死,
some people point down hell, but the person is not there yet. They are not in hell.
在魔鬼的国度,
they are in under Satan's dominion or kingdom.
所以如果我们用这个属灵的眼, 用主耶稣的眼光来看人,
so when we see other people with Jesus' own perspective,
你就会祷告很迫切,
then we will pray very, very fervently.
那有一些,
sometimes these people happen to be our own family members.
用属世的眼光, 我们很高兴地答感谢神。
From a worldly perspective, yes, we thank God, he has provided for us, we're all happy.
好像很蒙福。
It seems that we are very blessed.
但再用主的眼光一看,
but putting on the eyesight, the goggles of Jesus Christ,
天天流泪,
then we should weep for them every single day, because they are in a very pitiable state.
这就是主耶稣的心态。
This is Jesus' mindset.
充满神的爱,
filled with God's love.
所以看事情, 用神的爱来看,
therefore, looking at things that people with God's perspective of love, he had mercy on them.
这个我们再想想看,
so let's think about this a step further.
如果你到这个 shopping mall 看这么多人, 有什么感觉?
If you go to a shopping mall and see multitudes of people, what do you think? What do you feel?
开户, 有什么感觉?
About the 开户?
对啊, 有什么感觉?
What do you feel when you see a lot of
没有感觉,
people? No, no feeling.
他是他, 我是我,
I am I, they are they.
没有感觉,
no feeling.
但是如果你在这么多人当中看到你的儿子,
but if I'm on the multitude, you see your son, what do you feel?
没有感觉。
Nothing, no feeling? Then your parenting needs some counseling, right?
有没有感觉? 有感觉,
you feel a little something, right?
这么多人都没有感觉, 为什么看到一个有感觉?
So why is it that among the multitude you don't feel anything, but that one brings your attention?
因为你爱他,
because you love him.
跟这样一样,
it is the same notion.
我们看世界上这么多人, 我们没有感觉,
we look at the people in the world and we don't feel anything.
主耶稣看这么多人, 他怜悯众人,
Jesus sees a multitude of people and he has mercy and compassion on them.
差在哪里?
Where is the difference?
差在哪里?
Where is the difference?
啊, 爱, 对,
the The difference is love. He is filled with the love of God.
好，所以如果没有神的爱，你看到这些人，这跟我有什么关系
？So without love of God, you see a bunch of people. You tell yourself, what does this have to do with me?
如果我们有神的爱
，But with God's love in our hearts,
就发现这很可怜。
Then you feel pity for them. You feel they are fortunate. You feel that they need the gospel.
那从没有感觉到有感觉，这个叫做灵修。
So to go from no feeling to loving them.This process is called spiritual cultivation.
灵修就是让神的爱充满。
Spiritual cultivation is for us to be filled with God's love.
那我们对人的救恩呢，就会有感觉。
And then we will feel urgent about people's salvation.
那这个也包括教会哦。
This includes actually our own church, our own members.
如果我们来教会。
For example, we come to the church.
今天看到人这么多，我们有什么感觉
？We see so many people. I don't we feel anything special?
哎，这个信徒哦。可能有点问题。
Then we might have a problem.
为什么
？Why？
因为没有神的爱在里面。
Because the love of God is not within us.
如果我们有神的爱
，If we have the love of God in us，
我们看到教会这么多人会很高兴。
And we see so many brothers and sisters congregated here, we will feel joyful.
因为他们都是神所爱的。
Because all of them are the beloved sons and daughters of God.
我们都是神家里面的人。
All of us are members of this great household, which is the church.
非常高兴。
And we are happy to see each other.
每个礼拜就很想要来教会。
That is why every single week we want to go to the church.
看到弟兄姊妹就很高兴。
Because when we are reunited with our brothers and sisters, we rejoice.
那很久没有来教会，他也不会想来。
People who don't come to church for a long time, they still don't want to come.
为什么
？Why?
因为来了看了也不会高兴。
Because when they actually come and see others, they don't rejoice.
为什么不会高兴
？Why not?
为什么不会想念弟兄姊妹
？Why is it that they don't miss their brothers and sisters?
没有神的爱。
The love of God is not there.
就差就差在这里。
This is the differentiating factor.
所以主耶稣看众人，怜悯他们。
Jesus saw the multitude and had compassion on them.
那主耶稣怜悯他们不是里面就走了。
But he didn't just have mercy on them and turned around and left.
做三件事情。
He did three things.
第一个讲道理给他听。
Firstly, he preached to them.
第二个变饼给他们吃。
Secondly, he multiplied the bread for them.
接下去变饼了。
This is the passage that follows.
第三个医他们的病。
Thirdly, he healed their sick.
所以有实际的行动。
There is a concrete action to be seen.
主耶稣的怜悯是有实际的行动。
The mercy of Christ can be seen through his actions and works.
所以我们今天啊，充满神的爱，神的怜悯，要用行动来表达我们的爱。
If we are filled with the mercy and love of God, then there has to be a match in action.
主耶稣看顾他们生活需要。
Jesus watched for their physical needs and
supplied for them. 那第一个就是讲道。
But firstly, he preached.
为什么
？Why?
因为借着道理使人跟神重新建立关系。
Because through the word, the relationship between God and man is restored.
如果神变成他的神
，If God becomes their God,
就放心了。
And then all is okay.
因为世界上最富有的是神啊。
Because God is the wealthiest in the world.
如果神变成他爸爸，那你还烦恼什么
？If God becomes their dad, then what would you worry about?
所以最重要就是讲道理，让他跟神建立关系。
So what matters is to preach to them, share the word with them, for them to build a connection relationship with God.
所以主耶稣做的很有意义。
What Jesus did is quite meaningful.
那在马可福音一共有16章。
In Mark we have 16 chapters total.
第八章34节。
Let's see chapter 8 verse 34. Chapter 8 verse 34. When he had called the people to himself, with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me.
这一句话不简单哦。
It is, this verse is quite something.
第一个舍己。
Firstly, deny oneself.
什么叫做舍己？
What does it mean to deny oneself?
就是把我拿掉，把头拿掉。
To take ourselves out of the equation, to take our heads out.
你看我们在想事情都是我的利益，我的想法，我的观念，我喜欢什么都是我。
Think about it. Every time we consider or think about something, it is my perspective, my gain, my loss.
那舍己是什么？
What is to deny ourselves?
变成啊，神的旨意，神会不会高兴？神会不会喜欢？神要我做什么
？It is to change our thoughts to what would God think, what would God like, what would please Him, what does He want me to do?
这不简单啊
！And this is quite hard.
舍己啊
！This is self-denial.
第二个
，Second，
背十字架
，Take up one's cross.
啊，有的人说
，Some people say，
啊，我最近身体不太好，这就是我的十字架。
I have some health problem. This is the cross that I bear.
结果医院每个人没有信耶稣也都在背十字架。
If this is the case, and everyone in the hospital in bed is also carrying the cross with you,
没有信的也会背十字架就有点怪了。
People who don't believe in Christ and Christ carry the cross, then it is quite strange.
所以什么叫十字架?
So what is the cross?
主耶稣本来不需要钉死。
Jesus had no need to die on the cross.
为着顺从神的旨意。
But to follow God's will.
所以他被钉十字架。
He was crucified.
所以十字架是什么?
So what is the cross?
你要遵行神的旨意所引起的任何的痛苦牺牲，这个就是十字架。
The inconvenience, the sacrifice, the pain that is caused by following God's will.
那有一天你不遵守了。
If one day you do not keep the word anymore.
痛苦就跑掉了。
Then the pain goes away.
那个就是十字架。
Then if that's the case, then that is the cross.
所以第一个要舍己。
So firstly, we must deny ourselves.
第二个要背十字架。
Secondly, we need to take up our crosses.
那这样要跟从主。
And then follow Christ.
这个叫做窄门窄路。
This is the narrow way and the narrow gate.
最后就是得救。
And what follows is salvation.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们这一节就去讲到这里。
Let us conclude this session here.
那有作业。
There is homework.
就是礼拜五前把新约读一遍。
Which is to read the entire New Testament before Friday.
会不会太多?
Is that too much?
太多。
Is it?
他刚刚说没有作业，我觉得没有作业就读一遍。
So
因为我们新约搞导论了。
People say there's no homework. I thought there was good homework since we are talking about the New Testament and an introduction to it.
啊，如果太多哈，这个重点了。约翰福音读一遍。
If it's too much, then make this a subset of as a selection. John.
使徒行传读一遍。
Acts.
罗马书读一遍。
Romans.
这样就好了。
And that would be it.
三卷。
So you can just deal with three books.
啊，一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门。